Once again here at West Central Co-op in Central Iowa, Mike Nigg is standing here with me, Deputy Secretary of Agriculture for the great state of Iowa, and he is here representing the State Department and supporting West Central Co-op's big announcement of a $27 million expansion for their Soy Plus plant. Tell me what that means for the state of Iowa and the ag industry.
You bet. This is a great example of a lot of investments that are going on across the state in terms of value-added agriculture. And so West Central's got a tremendous footprint in this state, and this $27 million expansion is just shows again their commitment and their vision to their community and to their farmer owners. And so, you know, we're talking about a $27 million expansion. We're talking about when this expansion comes online, an additional 6 million bushels of soybean demand, and so that helps the community, that helps the farmers in the area with price support, and also at the end of the day, we're also talking about jobs, and that's a tremendous impact on Carroll County right here and the surrounding communities.
Well, you all, the speakers today, talked about the importance of the dairy industry in the state and the expansion of dairy and protein production nationwide, globally. Dairy Nutrition Plus is their product and what they're putting out there. What does that mean to the growth of the ag industry throughout the state of Iowa?
Right. And so, well, there's two ways to look at this, too, which is one is the opportunity to play on the international markets, and we know that there's growing demand for protein around the world, and so West Central can play a role in that by providing a high-quality feed product. But also locally here in Iowa, we have a tremendous opportunity to grow dairy, not just in Iowa, but in our surrounding region as well. And both from a production standpoint and a processing standpoint, we've got access to inputs, feed inputs. We got good water, good land availability, and so this is a great place to come and raise dairy and process dairy. And again, to do that, you need good inputs, and this nutrition piece is very, very important.
Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about what I'm sure you are very versed in discussing, and that's avian flu and the impact on Iowa agriculture. We talked about there are 73 sites that have been confirmed cases, potentially announcing a few new ones later today. 29 million birds impacted. What does that mean for the economic impact for the state?
Right. Well, this is a significant economic impact to the state. In a lot of ways, it's too soon to tell the full impact, but, you know, for individual producers, it's certainly a tremendous negative impact, and also all of the support network around them, the input suppliers, the demand for feed, that has an immediate impact. And then there'll be a cost to the industry, too, in terms of repopulating their buildings and also enhancing biosecurity. And so significant cost to this. We're also talking about a reduction in production. We're approaching half of the laying hens in Iowa now being on an affected site, and so that will potentially play out as well. And I think we're starting to see some of that in the prices on the shelves as well. You know, but it'll play out for some consumers as well. But a lot of cost here. This is a bad situation, and we really need to get, we want to get through the response phase of this and get to the recovery phase as soon as possible.
Well, talking about the recovery phase, they had talked about being summer months, hoping to die down those impacted sites. Are we already seeing that, or is it too soon to tell? We've had a very cool May and coming into June. Looking into the fall, what are you seeing, expecting?
Unfortunately, we continue to see new sites, and so we had all hoped that we would have announced our last site many weeks ago, but unfortunately, here we are again. And so, yes, what we know that we believe the science would show is that warmer weather will help, but we also know that we need to do the right things on those affected sites, which is depopulate birds and get them disposed of as quickly as possible, and that is really our best hope of trying to contain the spread. And so that's where we're focused right now, is on that response. You know, looking ahead, certainly there's a lot of question and planning being done for the fall. You have the return of the migratory waterfowl coming south for the winter, and you know, a lot of questions about what that means, but you can be sure that industry and USDA and IDALS, even though we're working on the response now, we've also got an eye on that those fall months as well.
Well, Trade Promotion Authority is a big issue when it comes to issues Congress is facing today. What is the importance of TPA when it comes to Iowa ag?
Very, very important. You know, trade is a huge piece of agriculture, Iowa agriculture. We're an incredibly productive state. We lead the nation. in corn, soy, egg, pork, renewable fuels production. And so with that, we have an opportunity to be a global exporter as well. And so for us, for Iowa producers, for Iowa communities, trade is hugely important. So TPA is an important thing that we need to have. It's very beneficial to Iowa agriculture.
On a lighter note, how are the crops looking across the state?
So crops are looking good for the most part. We've had some rain here now, and some folks would say maybe some areas are going backwards just a little bit. But by and large, we've had a great spring. There's been pockets of some wet weather where folks are maybe a little behind on planting. But really, things look pretty good, and we need the sun to shine a little bit here and keep growing.
Well, thank you, Mike, once again talking with Iowa Deputy Secretary of Agriculture here at West Central Co-op's big announcement of their Soy Plus plant in West Central Iowa. I'm Jamie Johansson.